Next up, it's the Environment Report with Mr. Great Lakes, Jeff Cart.
Saginaw Valley State University is moving ahead with plans for a Lake Huron Environmental Research Station. On Monday, February 19th, the University Board authorized spending $2.5 million to support construction of the $10 million facility, which will be located along the Saginaw River near Saginaw Bay. The project previously received $7.5 million from the state. Construction is expected to begin next year in Bangor Township, south of a state boat launch on property owned by Dow. A conservation group is looking for input on plans for a park in Rose City. Huron Pines and the city are working on the removal of Sandback Dam, and a park will take shape once the site is restored. An online survey is open until the end of the month at huronpines.org. The dam is located at Metcalf Park. Project organizers say it's deteriorating, which poses an environmental hazard for Houghton Creek, which is a tributary of the Rifle River. Proposed features for the park include trails, fishing access, and a bridge. Where is most new electricity coming from? The answer is solar and battery storage. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says that solar and battery storage will make up 81% of new electric generating capacity in the United States this year. Developers and power plant operators plan to add almost 63 gigawatts of new utility-scale electric generating capacity this year. This would be 55% more added capacity than in 2023, and back then, that was the most since 2003. Solar is expected to account for the largest share of new capacity at 58%, followed by battery storage at 23%. More than half of the new utility-scale solar capacity is planned for Texas, California, and Florida. Texas and California also will account for most of the U.S. battery storage capacity. This has been the Environment Report. For information on these and other stories, see MrGreatLakes.com. For Delta College Public Radio, I'm Jeff Cart.